You want to take it real quick? Steve in St. Paul, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Dr. Lott, I was wondering if you could expand on how effective you think Mayor Bloomberg's gun control groups have been in pushing these state measures versus being national gun control measures, and I'll just take your response off the air. Thank you.
Sure. Well, I mean, Bloomberg's been putting a huge amount of money into gun control. He spends $50 million a year on every town. He spends hundreds of millions of dollars on funding research. And then he puts a large amount of money into these state ballot initiatives that the caller is referring to. So this year, he has initiatives on the ballot in Nevada and Maine. He's put up something like $12 million to try to go and get the initiative through in Maine. I mean, nationwide, the NRA, I guess for all of its races, is spending like $20 million. So, I mean, if they spent as much money to balance Bloomberg and just Nevada and Maine, they have nothing to go and spend on any other races. Mm-hmm. For somebody who's worth about $43 billion, you know, it's not a big effort for Bloomberg to spend huge amounts of money in those initiatives and spend large amounts of money in other races across the country. But what he's trying to do is, you know, it's just so much money that the NRA can't fight on those issues, and he gets them passed. And the problem is that these ballot initiatives, you know, background checks on private transfers, again, something that Angie Craig also supports strongly, are basically making it more costly for law-abiding citizens to get guns, and particularly stop poor minorities. I mean, I don't think most people realize that about 99% of the people who get stopped in these background checks are law-abiding citizens who simply have names similar to people that we want to go and stop. And the vast majority of those overwhelmingly are blacks and Hispanics because, you know, 30% of black males in the United States are forbidden from owning guns because of past criminal histories, and their names are most likely to be similar to other black males. The same thing is true with Hispanics. And so, but that's not the only cost that you have. You have, in Washington, D.C., it costs $125 to go and transfer a gun because of the cost of background checks. You can find it as cheap as $55 in a state as Oregon. But whether it's $55 or $125, that may not stop you or I from being able to go and get a gun, but poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas, you know, law-abiding citizens in those areas, $125 or even $55 might be enough that stops them from being able to go and legally obtain a gun to protect themselves and their families. And this is just, there's simple things that could be done to fix these checks. One thing is make the government have to do background checks the same way that the government requires companies when they do background checks on employees. But they won't do that. They won't fix it. They have no desire to go and fix it. I've been arguing with them for 15 years about trying to fix it. But they won't make the government face the same rules that the government imposes on private companies. I think they like the fact that they end up stopping lots of blacks and Hispanics from being able to go and own guns. And, you know,